the Indian of Bittul, the Klal, and the Rishonim was a big mystery. The Gemara said a number of times that Midaraisa is a thing called Bittul, and Namish became a whole detective story over here. What is this? Where do you know it from? The Gemara doesn't say where we learned it out of. And I would stress that in the sugi of Bittul there are two unknowns. It's very important to stress this. There's one unknown in the sugi of Bittul, which is, what is it? What is Bittul? And obviously intertwined with that, besides the shayla of what is Bittul, there's another shayla of how do we know that Bittul works? Where's the mucker? There's two different shayla over two mysteries, which, by the way, the Gemara doesn't supply any information about this critical zach. We're talking about a derisa dikazach. And there's no information, not what it is. What is this? What do you do? What do you say? What are you doing? And B, where do you know it from? And that's what set off such a great controversy. So we saw Rashi the last few days, Tashbisu, places we're going to go back to, learns that it's Hefker. The Ran is a very, very controversial Ran. We'll talk about four or five Pshatim in the coming days. What did the Ran mean? Because, again, the Ran is entering into this vacuum of nobody knew what Bittul was, and nobody knows why it works. The story is like this. Let's turn to the Ran inside. We're going to learn the Ran inside slowly and build it up piece by piece. Umesh Reisi Binyani Bidika Bittul Dvar Muravim Reisi Lefarshim Yafa Yafa. Harei Shamra Taira Bayam Rishon Tashbisha Sari Batechim. Ramina Mikomara Demidarize Bittul Yamasagi. Benafkalan, how do you know that from? In Exif Tashbis of late six of Varu, great history from King Chapirish, Valvez Chom, Valvez Zara, he says, Hashkes, Sarai, for call of different Lashanas, can you hear Rashi? So the first shot that the Ram brings down is, how do we know that Bittul works? It's Rashi. It says, Tashbis of late six of Varu, it's an unusual Lashan that we don't find in other places. Elochain, Lefichach, Terikum Onklish, Tashbis of Tevalon. That's shot number one. So Pshat number one the Ram brings down is, what's the makor for Bittul? Is the makor of, because the Torah changes the Lashon. At kedei kach that the Targum Onkelos teaches the word Tashbisu means Bittul. Inami, Nafkelon, our second place is, Le'ero alecha kediv Rabbeinu Tzafasim, V'hochi tanya b'sifri, Le'ero alecha sar bato b'libcha. So this is fascinating, and here we begin the whole Maisa. I'm in the stage of the Ran where he's not discussing how Bittul works, which is the next part of the Ran, which we'll talk about. The Ran is discussing how do you know that it works? See, brings Rabbeinu Ratzafasim. Rabbeinu Ratzafasim is the Bala Tesis. But they say, Le'ira Lecha Sifri Bata Balibcha. Rabbi Eiz V'Hadar over here provided a service. And it says, Shom Tesis Midaraisa Chidusha V'Daftal Rebeis. Where does Shom mean? It means Aratosis. Aratosis says that Bittul is Hefker. L'chayra, with all due respect to Mr. Ezehadar, or Rabbi Ezehadar, however you want to describe him, that's not what the Ran meant to say, b'chol, it's a mistake. The Ran, when he quotes Rabbeinu Tzafasim, and he quotes the Sifri of Le'ira L'cha, it's b'chol, not the Tosis by us. It looks very similar, but they're no shachas to each other. And the Birat Ram is like this. I'll explain. The Pshat in Tosis, I want to build this because this is one of the hearts of the sugi of Bittul. I told you again, Bittul is an unknown. It goes like this. According to Tosis, how do we know that Bittul works? So Tosis is something very, very simple. He says in the Torah, Lo Elcha, you're only chayav on chametz, which is yours. And if you make it hefker, it's not yours anymore. Okay? So according to Tosfos, that Bittul slash hefker is sagi that you're not even by Rav once anymore, simply because Bittul's an act of hefker, and if it's hefker, it's not yours anymore. Finished. That is what Bittul does. That means that's how Bittul causes that you're not even by Rav once anymore, because you made it hefker, it's not yours anymore, it's not lecha. That's what Tosis, by the way, says by us. So, if that's true, so I have a few rides that the Ran didn't mean that shot. That baseline shot, which says that when you do bitter, you're making it hefker. Once it's hefker, it's not yours, and merely not ever, because it's not lecha. I have a number of rayas that the Ran didn't mean that. Ray number one is, the Ran begins a whole journey to say, well, let's see, what is this bittul? What is it? And then he says, you should know that this thing of bittul is called hefker, which we'll talk about in a few minutes. He brings rayas, strange raya, which we'll see soon. I don't understand you. What do you mean, what is this bittul? He brings rayas hefker. If you meant the Tosfos and Avdalim and Beis, so that's why, that's the mocker that Bittul's not over. I'm just going to what the mocker is. Tell you the Dalam Beis says that the mocker, the source that Bittul's not over, is because Bittul makes it hefker. When it's hefker, it's not lecha. It's not the same. So what's the rest of it? So Dr. Ran, and how does Bittul work? He says, you know that? You know something? I think it's hefker. He brings a raya from the Dalam and Beis, which is one of the great heartaches of the Masechta. We'll see in a few minutes what the raya is. I understand you. You just quoted a Tosfos and Avdalim and Beis. Tosfos and Avdalim and Beis says that Bittul is hefker because what the hefker does is it makes it not lecha, lo yiro lecha, shelcha I ataroya, aval ataroya shelcheirim. You can't see your own chametz, but you can have somebody else's chametz. And that's the mocker. See, if the mocker that bittul works is because it says lecha, and bittul is not lecha, so what are you beginning now with discussion? What is bittul? you need a raya from a gemara davov, which we're going to eat our hearts out in a few minutes, what the raya is. I don't think you know, of course bittul is hefker. That's how you know that you're not over. You already just said. If the pshat is like Tosfos and Avdalim, so how do you know that Bittul is not Eifer? Because Bittul is Hefker. And that's how you're not Eifer, because Bittul makes him not Lecha. So what's the beginning of discussion in the next paragraph? No, what is this Bittul? And it brings a Raya out. I think that Bittul is Hefker with a whole patch of Raya with Kashas. I don't understand you. You just said that it's Hefker, because that's how I know that Bittul works, because Bittul makes it Hefker and it's not Lecha. But don't repel a mamish. Second of all, the second raya that the Ran didn't learn, like Tosfos and Avdalim and Beis, is how he brings the drasha of the Sifri. He brings the drasha of Le'iro Lecha. He brings Le'iro Lecha. Le'iro Lecha. Bato Belibcha. According to Tosfos and Avdalim, that's not the drasha. It's a different drasha. It's just Le'iro Lecha. You're only over on Chometz that's yours, and if it's Hefker, it's not yours. You'll all agree with me that that's not the lashon of the Sifri that the Ran brings down. The lashon of the Sifri is much like this. Le'irol lecha. The chametz shouldn't be lechadik. Batel belipcha. When you disconnect from the chametz, when you in your heart cancel the chametz, when you in your heart make the chametz like nothing, that's not called lecha. That's what it means. That means that you, if in your machshavis you accomplish that you don't have chametz, that, or it's not connected to you anymore, that's not called lecha. How do you read the pasuk? Le'irol lecha. You shouldn't have chametz and get rid of it out of your heart. If it's getting rid out of your heart, it's not called lecha. That's for sure the lashon of the Sifri. What the Sifri meant to say, le'irol lecha, bato belibcha, because then you'll make it hefker and it's not yours anymore. That's not the pshat. Le'irol lecha is a direct drasha. Le'irol lecha. How do I cause that it's not yirol lecha? By doing bittul. That's not the pshat of Tosfos by us. Tosfos by us is a different pshat. Tosfos says bittul means hefker. By the way, according to Tosfos, I want to say something very important. According to Tosfos and Abayas, there's no drasha that tells me that bittul works. It says in the Torah lecha. It has to be yours. And if you have it's not yours. I just said something critical, critical, critical. According to Tosfos, there's no drasha that bittul works. So the Torah says you're only over on chametz that's yours. If you made it hefker, it's not yours. The Sifri that the Ran brings down is a drasha that bittul works. This is another riot that the Ran didn't mean Tosfos. According to Tosfos, the Moshul, there's no drasha anywhere that bittul works. By the way, Tosfos, by the way, is the simplest shot. The Gemara says, Nadal Beis, Bittul works. Really, why? Why did the Gemara say Minolon? So according to Tosfos, what do you mean, why? The Torah says, you're over on Chometz, it's yours. If you made it Hefker, it's not yours. Shalom Yisrael. So according to Tosfos, there's no drasha that tells me that Bittul works. There's a din that you're only Chayav on Chometz, which is Lecha, and if you're Bittul, it's not Lecha. So there's no drasha, there's no Sifri, there's no Ribui that says, oh, Bittul works. The Ran brings a Sifri that says, Le'irol Lecha, Bato Belibcha. What do you mean, Bato Belibcha? It's not mine, finish. Gandik, Shalom Yisrael, what's Bato Belibcha mean? Is it Tavit Savada, the Sifri meant a direct drasha to teach me that bittul works? And that's why the Ran begins now in the next paragraph, the famous journey, which is, what is this bittul? How does it work? How does it accomplish? As we'll see soon. So, albeit it's true that Mr. Ezra Hadar says that he meant the Rabbeinu Tzofasim, he meant the Bali Tzofasim, Zadal, it's not true, he didn't mean the Tzofasim, that's not what he meant, or it's not what our Bali Tzofasim says, it's a different shot. The Bali Tzofasim Vayas said a very, 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 very simple shot in Bittul. Bittul's not a drosha, and Bittul doesn't have a makor, and it's very, very balabatish. If Bittul is classic hefker, so then the word is, something's hefker, you're not over it, it's not your chametz. End of story. It's not a drosha, it's not a makor, it's nothing. The Ran who brings a drush of a sefri of Leirol Lecha meant something else. He meant to say that when you do a bit of Batu Balibcha, it's not Leirol Lecha anymore. Completely different shot. A and B, like I said earlier, that's where he begins a journey now to say, and what is this bit? He didn't know what it was. That's Aleph. Beis, I want to say something very, very important in my eyes. You all noticed that the Ran started off and said, Haresha Amra Taira, Bayev Rishon Tashbishus Amra Taira. You'll all agree with me that, excuse me, in the previous piece, we saw it already the first day. Bidereisa Bechad Minayosagi, Oibib Diko, Oibib Bittel. Halei, what was the agenda of this Ran, by the way? It says in the Hedlik of Taira Tashbishum. And the Ran's coming to explain there are two ways to do Tashbishum, correct? What's the agenda of this Ran? The Taira says Tashbishum, this is the two track Ran. And there's two ways of doing it. So later on, Shema Taimar, Elabitl. No, you do both. So the Ran taught us that in the midst of Tashbisu, there are two ways to do it. You could do it through Bitl, you could do it through Anikot. Have a reason, Geshayla. The Ran's coming to say that there's two ways to do Tashbisu. So what's one way? Beer. What's the other way you do Tashbisu, says the Ran? What's the other way you do Tashbisu, right? That's the answer to Rashi. Rashi says it's either or. And what's the answer? Right, what's the other way you do Tashbisu? Bitl. And how do you know that Bitl works, says the Ran? He brings a Rabbeinu Tzofasim that says, Le'iro Alecha, so have a new kasha. Let's say there's a drasha called Le'iro Alecha, Batal Balibcha, get it out of your heart. How's that a raya? What Tashbisu is? Have a new kasha. Have a Paladika kasha. I don't understand. If the Ran is coming to. So the first stage is when I said that he didn't mean the Tosis of Adavdal, like I approved unequivocally. Now I have a new kasha. But in the context of the Ran, it's coming to explain there are two ways to do Tashbisu. That's what the whole Ran's about. Okay? Two ways to do Tashbisu. Fekir, I don't understand. Ashtenish. So we bring me a right Tashbisu. One track is really good beer, we know that. The Kachi is Shema Timer, he says, no, it's both. He says it over and over again. What's the second thing? Bittl. How do you know Bittl? Because it's Layer Alacho. You're not even Bayer Alacho, you do Batu Balibcha. Fekir, okay, who told you you can't have Tashbisu that way? Who told you you can't have Tashbisu? You're right, you're not over, but you're off. You do Batu Balibcha because you ended your relationship with the Chametz, we'll call it, okay? You ended your relationship with the Chametz. Same as you ended your relationship with the Chametz. What does that have to do with, what does that have to do with Tashbisu? Where do you see not over Tashbisu? This is the ultimate raya to the Yisrael. We said the first day of this man, the second day of this man from Rav Nochum. That the Yisrael of Bayer Rav Motzi is your over Bayer Rav Motzi if you didn't do what you needed to do. And we bowed, it was Mavur. Here it's a reverse lach, by the way. There we said, if you do Tashbisu, you're not over by Yiroah. Here it says that if you're not over by Yiroah, it means you did what you needed to do, you're Mekayim Tashbisu. This is a landmark rhyme. Do you know what says over here? It says you're not over by Yiroah. Okay, well, who says you're Mekayim Tashbisu? You weren't over by Yiroah. You ended your relationship with the Chametz. Where were you Mekayim Tashbisu? Staying this round that by Yiroah and Baal Tashbisu are intertwined. I want to show you something fascinating. The second day of this man, I showed you one direction, and I'm showing you the other direction. The second day of this man, the Ran said, you're not over the Mafreya. So here's the kasha, why not over the mafreya? Okay, so you did Tashbisu, but you're over b'shoigig, you're mekayim the mitzvah, right? So what do we say? Once they do what I need to do, I'm not over by Yiroah. Now I'm showing you the other way around. That if it says Batu Balibcha takes care by Yiroah, that's a kiyum of Tashbisu. And now you're in a race. Because Tashbisu and by Yiroah are two sides of the same coin. By Yiroah says, don't leave your chametz, do Tashbisu. So if the Torah says that what you need to do is Batu Balibcha, that automatically, by default, was a kiyum of Tashbisu. You hear my son, it's an earthquake. Who told you that you can't Tashbisu over here? There are two ways to do Tashbisu. One of them is Bittul. Who told you one? Yeah, it says Batu Balibcha. It says disconnect yourself to the Chametz. Who says I'm Mekayim Tashbisu? Shteita, that whatever you do, which is enough to take care of by Yiroah, is a kiyum of Tashbisu. I think the other will agree that it's even more shocking than what I said at the beginning. At the beginning, I said that the Ran said that if your guy did Tashbisu, guy did Bedika, for example, okay, and then he found Chametz, he's not a Vilma Freya. So he asked over there, but sometimes he's not a Vilma Freya. But somebody's not a Vilma Freya. He did Tashbisu, big spiel, but you have Chametz B'Sheki, the Kasha of Huwa Dargol.
So what do we answer? Be great. That once you do Tashbisu, then you're not a Bayura. But here's the other way around. Here you're telling me that once I took care of what Bayura said I need to do, I'm a Kayim Tashbisu. Where do you see such a thing? It was all smart. It was intertwined. The two sides of the same coin. Bayura says, do Tashbisu. Tashbisu says, take care of Tashbisu, not a Bayura. Says the round and astounding thing. That if I have a drush of Sifri, which tells me that what you need to do to take care of Bayura is Bata Balibcha, that's a Kayim of Tashbisu. It's nothing less than shocking. And that the Zachmet has to be a Vekishtel. So here, I promised you at the beginning of this month, we're going to have more Raya's to this. This is an astounding Raya. This is an astounding Raya. That once you go ahead and you do what the Baal Yiroz Mechayev, which is Bata Balibcha, that's called Azur Kayim Tashbisa. That's not in a race. Now we begin. Umau inyan bittul zeh. What is this bittul? I brought you a source that there's a thing called bittul. Mazeh. I stress again, he didn't take for granted that it means after. Because I want to say a dovah neira right here, but repeat again what I just said from a different angle. What do you mean, inyan bittul zeh? You just said that it takes care of lecha. The answer is he understood that it takes care of lecha, not because bittul's an act of hefker. Bittul will be an act of hefker. So that's how it takes care of lecha. Finished. He understood that bittul is some sort of mysterious zach that takes care of lecha, about the baluch. He says, what is it? Maze. Begins the Rana journey, and he says as follows, look inside. Mao inyan bittul zeh mucha v'gomar gavihod arminu nabodik zot shivatul de bittul mi din hefker. The end game of bittul is hefker. What's your raya? What's your raya that the end game is hefker? Maybe it's not. But hainu, he says, I have a raya. V'asinu nalo ahit yisoyf eteinem dahi mitaras hefker nargubo. Stop there, part two of the Ran. These two lines in the Ran set off a huge controversy in the whole belt. I'm going to explain at length what the problem is and what he said. The Ran, like I just finished saying, brought drushes that there's an entity called Bittul. He didn't know what it meant. He didn't know why it works. So there's a cause of Bata Balibcha, but disconnect is a book. Why not over? What's the gender of form? So by the way, you could have stopped there. It says, look, it's a there's a cause of Bata Balibcha, but he wants to kicharan. He wants to say more than that. What is it? He says, together is his midin hefker. At the end of the day, it's called hefker. He brings a raya. He doesn't bring the raya that takes his word on the dalaf. He's looking for rayas. Now, the raya that he brought is a huge controversy. And I want to explain it at length. Because the raya that he brought is going to play a major role in the test in the coming days of what does the Ran hold, the Azra Zvar. He brings a raya from a Gemara of Vav Mem Beis called Seifei Teinim. What's the Gemara there? Let me explain that length. The one of Omer Bey says the following. Even though you did a bidika, you have to do a bittul. In fact, Gemara, why do I have to do a bidika? Why do I have to do a bittul? I did a bidika already. I cleaned out the house. Says the Gemara, if you're worried about crumbs that you didn't find, the crumbs are lechashivi. And if you'll tell me that even though they're not chashuv to me, but since they're being watched and held by the house, that's called chashivi. But Tanya, we have a raya from a different topic in Gansu. Although we have a raya from Maisers, Seifei Te'enim, let's say a guy has, Seifei Te'enim are not good Te'enim. The employees Bashra Alamas, they're never going to get ripe. They're Shvacha Te'enim. Mishamas are there, man, often, but I'm watching my field because I have gishmak of grapes in the field. So if I know him, umeshama seven him mikshoyes me mikloz. As much about vayis makpid aleim asur mishum gezuch of meisa. As much about vayis makpid aleim, mutar mishum gezuch to mishum meisa. The guy has soy fitinim, he has his beer tainim, and he's watching it. It's better he doesn't want it. But the field is being watched for other reasons because he has enough him there. He has mikshoyes, he has all types of squash, other things. So the Gemara says that you're watching the field for other things doesn't mean that the Seifei Te'enim are Choshev are you and their Hefker. If you're out there Hefker, anybody could take it and be in a Chayev Meiser, because Meiser, Hefker is not Chayev Meiser. Stop right there. So Tois would arrive from there, that what? That Bittul is Hefker. Again, the Gemara there has three stages. Stage number one, a guy doesn't think he has to do Bittul. In fact, you more why? Because of crumbs, which he didn't find and think. They'll look Hashivi. You'll tell me they are Hashivi. Why? Because they're being watched by the house. Being watched by a house is not called watching, because since I don't want the crumbs, the fact that they're in a house and the house is holding for it, and there's a right from Maestros. When a guy has bad taint and he doesn't want, even though it's being held by the house, for other reasons, that's not called minor hefker. So here's the Araya that Bittul is Hefker. Kesefei Teinu are Hefker, right? Seder, but the Gemara didn't compare Bittul to Sefei Teinu. What did the Gemara compare? Pirurim to Sefei Teinu. What did the Gemara say? Habayit Iktarach Sheer Batul. Frank the Gemara, why? Crumbs? Crumbs are Lechashivi. Lechashivi means a Hefker. You'll tell me it's not Hefker, the crumbs. Why are the crumbs not Hefker? Because they're being held in the house. Being held in the house, it doesn't make it into Hashivi because I don't want the crumbs. The same way I don't want the Zevei Teinu. So the Gemara said, crumbs don't need Bittul because crumbs are Hefker anyway because they're Lechashivi. And how do I know that crumbs are called Lechashivi and they're Hefker? Because they're Daibet to Zevei Teinu. So the Gemara never compared Bittul to Zevei Teinu. Zevei Teinu is Hefker. Sefer Teinu is Hefker. These Be'er Teinu are Hefker, even though they're being watched by the house, they're Lechashivi. Why? The Gemara said that Bittul is like Sefer Teinu? No. The Gemara says, why do you need Bittul? You need Bittul for the crumbs? The crumbs are anyway Lechashivi. Ah, you'll tell me the crumbs are Chashiv because they're being held in the house, act of other things. No, that's not called Chashivi, it's called Hefker. So what did the Gemara say? The Gemara said, crumbs, Pirurim, don't need Bittul because they're Hefker like Sefer Teinu. That the Gemara says. The Gemara never said that Bittul is Hefker. The Gemara says, Pirurim don't need Bittul because Pirurim are Lechashivi and they're David to Sefer Teinu. In fact, the Halig or Gadol in the back of the Mishnah is, where did the Ran, if the Ran is searching for Rayas that Bittul is Hefker, where did he find the Raya in that Gemara? The Gemara didn't say that Bittul is like Hashivi. The Gemara didn't say that Bittul is like Sefer Teinu. The Gemara said the crumbs are like Sefer Teinu. Crumbs, Pirurim, don't need Bittul because they're like Hashivi, just like Sefer Teinu are like Hashivi. There's no Gemara that says that Bittul is Hefker like Sefer Teinu. The Gemara compares the Pirurim to Sefer Teinu, not Bittul. Fascinating Zach. What does Ran mean? Ran, by the way, this is the only Raya that the Ran has. The only Raya that the Ran has that Bittul, the end game, is Hefker, is from this Gemara. So it's a fascinating Zach. The answer is that the Ran read the Gemara differently than the way I just said it. The Pashim Shah in the Gemara is, the Gemara says you need Bittul. Bittul is not enough. Fek you more, why do you need Bittul? Crumbs? Crumbs are anyway out of the picture. Anyway, they're Hefker. Like Sefer Teinu are. Even though they're watched by the house. The Ran didn't read the Gemara like that. And it's before Sharan. The Ran read the Gemara like this. You have to do Bittul. In fact, why have to do Bittul? I did Bittul. I cleaned out the house. Is it because of the crumbs? The crumbs don't need Bittul because whatever you're coming to accomplish, the crumbs are already Alei Chashivi. Lechashivi doesn't mean that crumbs have a different thing. Lechashivi means that the crumbs already have Bittul. The crumbs already are Bittul. So the Gemara didn't mean to say, I don't need Bittul because crumbs are Lechashivi. The Gemara meant to say that when I have crumbs who are Lechashivi, that's equivalent to doing a Bittul. What the Gemara said was, not that crumbs don't need Bittul. Crumbs already have Bittul because Bittul is Lechashivi. And the crumbs are anyway Lechashivi. So the crumbs are anyway Hefker. That's how the Ran read the Gemara. By the way, what I'm saying is in the Forash Ran and Davov on that Gemara. If you'll turn to the Ran on that Gemara, the Ran says that the Gemara's Kasha from Pirurim was Lech Hashivi. Listen to the Lashon quote that he bottled Memele. You'll turn to the Ran afterwards tonight. You'll see the Ran inside. The Ran over there says, Lech Hashivi u bottle Memele. It's anyway bottle. You don't need to make a Bittle because it's anyway bottle. Anyway, it's bottle. You don't need to make a Bittle. And as they state before in the Rach over there, Rabbi Yochanan over there on that Gemara says that the Gemara's Kasha of Lech Hashivi was, it's as if you made a Bittul. Two G'dayli Rishayim who learned the Gemara, not the Pashim Shah. The Pashim Shah is, what do you need Bittul for? It's Lech Hashivi, so you don't need Bittul. And the Ran explicitly himself, Lishitah said, learned that what the Gemara meant to say is not that you don't need Bittul. You have Bittul already. When you have Lech Hashivi, that's equivalent to Bittul. It's Bottle Mamele. You don't need to make a Bittul. As they state before in the Ran over there. That's very interesting. To feed that, so we have a Mefurash Gemara that what Bittul does is it makes a Lech Hashivi. Because the way we read the Gemara is like this: what do you need Bittul for? For the crumbs. The crumbs are anyway Lech Hashivi. They're anyway Bittul Memela. So the Gemara didn't mean to say that the crumbs don't need Bittul. The Gemara meant to say the crumbs are Bittul. The crumbs have the state of Bittul Memela. You don't need to make a Bittul because they're anyway Bittul. If that's the way to read the Gemara. If that's the way to read the Gemara. So then, they have a Mefurash Gemara that Bittul causes Lech Hashivi. I would even say something much nicer, by the way. The Etzem comparison of Bittul to Lech Hashivi itself is not a raya that it's hefker. Watch what I'm going to say now. I say it over nifla. The etzim raya that bittul is lecha shivi itself is not a raya that it's hefker. There's a possibility that lecha shivi means something else. What else could lecha shivi mean? Whatever I say. Maybe lecha shivi means that it's sawdust. Maybe lecha shivi means it's not cold chametz. Maybe lecha shivi means like the ritva and the ram chalava that it's ice chametz. Who told you what the word lecha shivi means? Says the Ra, no. The Gemara compares lecha shivi to what? To Seifetainim, and Seifetainim is Hefker. So we see that the Gemara is handling not the Lech HaShivia that it's sawdust, the Gemara is handling the Lech HaShivia that it's Hefker. So it's interesting, why did he bring a Raya from Seifetainim? Let the Ran just say, the Gemara said before, the Lech HaShivia and Bittul are equal. You don't need to make a Bittul because it's anyway Bittul. The answer is anyway Bittul, maybe anyway Bittul means that it's sawdust, that it's offer, that it's not Lechem. We saw Lashon of Ritva, the Rishonim who learned that that's what Bittul means, it's Eis Chametz. The answer is no, but the Gemara says Lech HaShivi, and what's the mile of Lech HaShivi? It's like Seifetainim. And what's the mile of Seifetainim in Maisers? That it's Hefker. So you see clearly that the Lech HaShivi of Vavam and Beis is not the Lech HaShivi that it's not a Hefz of Chometz. It's the Lech HaShivi of Hefker. So the Ran read the Gemara like this. Habayi Dik Tzok Shivato. What do you bet for crumbs? Crumbs are Lech HaShivi. They're anyway Gebatel. They're anyway Bottle. So you anyway. And you'll tell me maybe not, because the house is watching it? No. House can't watch it. So it's a Mefarshei Gemara that whatever you're coming to accomplish, Yadei Bittul, you already have accomplished Yadei Lech HaShivi. So it's a Mefarshei Gemara that Bittul accomplishes Lech HaShivi. The obvious question is, who told the Ran that that's Pshat in the Gemara? Anybody want to say anything? Who told the Ran that that's Pshat in the Gemara? Maybe the Gemara is a Pashim Pshat. By the way, you have to understand something. On this Raya rests the entire problematic Ran that made all the Dairus of Achorinim crazy, as we're going to see in the next 2 days. Crazy. Can't imagine what went on. What's going to come now? What do you mean? So who told you to read the Gemara like that? I would never have read the Gemara like that. I would read the Gemara like this. How about yourself? She about the why? Because the crumbs. The crumbs are bottle. The crumbs are Hefker. Okay, finished. Crumbs are Hefker. Left of Shivi. The guy is a kid. Hefker. Who told you what Bittul is? Maybe Bittul means something else. Who told you to read the Gemara? That the Gemara meant to say crumbs are anyway bottle. Who told you that's Pshat? Maybe the Pshat is Bittul's whatever it is. Maybe Bittul means something else. Bittul means like the Ritva said. He made the seven-layer cake into sawdust. Aye, what's the Gemara? The Gemara means to say that. Crumbs are Lech HaShivi. Crumbs are Hefker. So what do I do, Bittul? Who told me that? Who told around that that was the way to read the Gemara? Calls the Achnis in the Kash of the Argadol. Maybe I'll be Matzia something, which is going to have to pass a test in the coming days. I want to be Matzia Pshat. Maybe the Ran went like this. The Gemara says that if you do Bittul, you need Bittul. Thank you, Gemara. We need Bittul for crumbs. Says the Gemara, crumbs? Crumbs are Lech HaShivi. And therefore they're Hefker. Maybe you bothered the Ran. Who told you that something which is Lech HaShivi becomes Hefker? Who told you that something that's Lech HaShivi becomes Hefker? Because the Ran understood that's what Bittul is. Maybe what forced the Ran to learn that Lech HaShivi is what Bittul is, because otherwise, who told the Gemara that Lech HaShivi is not a Bayra? Because it's Lech HaShivi, some told you, some just because it's Lech HaShivi. Is the Ran understood? Because that's what Bittul to Zayf. Bittul makes it Lech HaShivi. So from there, the Gemara knew that Lech HaShivi is water. So that's why the Ran read the Gemara like this. What do you Bittul for? You Bittul for the crumbs? The crumbs are Lech HaShivi. You have Bittul anyway. Who told you that's the Pshat of Lech HaShivi? Who told the Ran that that's what the Gemara meant to say? Because the Ran had Shver. Who told the Gemara that Lech HaShivi is not over by Yerovai Motzi? The answer is because that's what every Bittul is. This is what the Gemara meant to say. You're coming to make a Bittul to make it Lech HaShivi. It's anyway Lech HaShivi. And who told you that's Pshat in the Gemara? Because the Ran had Shver. Who told the Gemara that Lech HaShivi is automatically not over by Yerovai Motzi? The answer is because that's what every Bittul does. What every Bittul does is it makes it Lech HaShivi. And then Bimele, it's Hefker. So Mele Bibalt, the Ran had a Mefarshei Gemara that said that the crumbs, the Pirurim, don't need a Bittul because they're any gebatled. They already are gebatled by themselves. May Atzmam. The Mele said the Ran, I have a Raya that what Bittul does, it makes it to Lech HaShivi. And who told you that's what the Gemara meant to say? Because how did the Gemara know that Lech HaShivi is not over? The answer is because that's what Bittul does. Says the Gemara, you're coming to accomplish Lech HaShivi. Anyway, it's Lech HaShivi. That would be a very geshmak of Pshat if that was the Mucker of the Ran. That would be very geshmak of Pshat if that was the Mucker of the Ran. But either way, the Ran and the Vavam and Beis clearly learned that that's how he read the Gemara. The Gemara didn't mean to say, I don't need Bittul because it's Lech HaShivi. The Gemara meant to say that because it's Lech HaShivi, I already have Bittul. And for there, he had a Mefarshei Gemara that what Bittul does is Lech HaShivi, A. And B is,
is that lechashivi is hefker. I'm saying something very important. The Ran Weiss from the Vav Beis two things. One is the bittel is lechashivi, because the Gemara said lechashivi is gepatled, and lechashivi means hefker. The Ran built two things from over there. That's the Ran. In fact, the Ran, if the pshat is the hefker, the Ran has three kashas. Now we move to part three. Says the Ran, I have two kashas on this. Three kashas. What are the three kashas if it's hefker? So the Ran, I have three kashas. Kasha number one. Afka the hefker ki agafda the lamahani devadi mandi over benitza di de lavat lehevi kafah the mashad hevi hefker. What happens if a guy gets up and says my house is kafah d'aria? It's hefker. Says the Ran, ain't the vakas, it doesn't work. So kasha number one on the Ran is that if it's hefker, how do you make such a thing hefker? Saying something is kafah d'aria is not a way of making it hefker. A language problem. Kasha one. Kasha two, besu the Gemara, minon the Gemara, and davzayin bevatle beliboy. Vada de leinyan hefker memoinoi hefker beliboy lahani. Dvar shablev ein advarm. What's up, besliboy? Whoever heard such a thing making a chalais hefker with leiv. Dvar shablev ein advarm. Thirdly, besu man diyam ahasim ben adar maliyud rabiyesi the hefker kematona ma matona the isa brushus zaytchem leinafkum brushus naisin. Rabiyesi in adar holds a palm zach. Hefker doesn't take it out of your rushus until the guy picks it up. So then by chometz it's not hefker. We came and shkim, but the chometz of Yosi hechi mahani didn't hefker. But halasim shosaycha. What does hefker do? It didn't get to the guy yet. If it didn't get to the guy yet, it didn't leave your rishos yet. As I fact, around three kashas, and how could it be that bittul is hefker? A, the lashon is not mashma hefker. B, it's dvar shabalev. And third of all, shita of Yosi is that hefker it doesn't leave your rishos until the other guy picks it up. So how can you tell me that bittul is hefker? It's still 100% yours. It's not hefker yet. As I fact, around three kashas. One is an interesting shayla mshat. These three kashas that the Ran asked on Bito, he also had on the Gemara of Pirurin. How could the Gemara say that Pirurin olei chashivi A, B, and Z? What does that all say? The Gemara over there said there's another case where it's hefker, quote unquote. The Pirurin. The Gemara says before it's Pirurin olei chashivi, and that's before the Gemara, the olei chashivi is hefker. We were busy the last few minutes trying to connect the olei chashivi back to Bito. But Pirurim is a Mefor Shigmar, correct? Pirurim is like Hashivi, and it's Bottle, and it's Hefker, and it's Hefker like Sofitainim. The Ran would ask his three kashas on Pirurim also. How can you say that it's like Hashivi and it's Hefker like Sofitainim? A, it's not the right Lashon. B, it's Dvar Shavalev. And third of all, if Yasi holds, what does that one say? Why is he asking on Bitli? He should ask on the Gemara. How could the Gemara say Pirurim is Hefker? The Gemara says Pirurim is Hefker. He comes to Hefker, right? He should ask three kashas. How could it be Hefker? A, B, and C. It's a mistake, what I'm saying, right? Why? See, what are you telling me? That over there it's a different type of hefker. What's the hefker? You're telling me? The hefker over there is that it became hefker by itself because it's a state of the crumbs. The crumbs are in a state of lechashivi. Therefore, there's no problem with the Rosh Balev. Therefore, there's no problem with the Lashon because he didn't say any Lashon. It's lechashivi batsim, yeah? What about the third kasha for Rabbi Yasi? That something doesn't leave your Roshos until the other guy picks it up. What about the third kasha? He has three kashas. One is the Lashon. The Lashon is not a problem because the crumb is intrinsically hefker. The second kasha was Dvar Shabbalev, the same thing. The crumb is intrinsically hefker. What about the third zach? That lemaise doesn't leave your rishos until the other guy picks it up. So what does it help me that the crumbs are hefker like Seifitein? But lemaise, it's still yours. Why is he asking a kasha on Bittul? Ask a kasha on the Gemara itself directly. Because forget about whether Bittul is hefker or not. The Gemara says for sure that crumbs are hefker, correct? Crumbs are like Seifitein. What does it help me that it's like Seifitein? Lemaise. Rabbi Yasi says that it doesn't leave your rishos until the other guy takes it. So the crumbs, you're right by Rabbi Mossi. Why doesn't he ask that on Pirurim? He only asks it on Bittul. So the first two kashas that he asks, I understand. Like he said, they're not making it hefker. It's hefker v'neve intrinsically. But the third kasha for Rabbi Yasi, why doesn't he ask it over there? Kineu. What do you say? It was once wine, for sure. And therefore... So what are you saying? He's saying a big zach, which I'm not sure what the pshat is. I'm debating it. That the dinner of Yasi that you can't make something, take something out of your rishos. The dinner of Yasi is you can't get rid of something. You can allow somebody to take it, but you can't be mafkia the bialos. What you want to tie in is that something that's intrinsically lo chashivi, and that I don't have the limitation of Rabbi Yasi. The limitation of Rabbi Yasi was that you can't make it hefker and oisu. It can't be mafkia the bialos, and therefore your bialos only. All you can do is allow the other guy to take it. By lech hashivi, you don't have Rabbi Yasi because the zach is intrinsically lech hashivi. Is that what you meant to say, Kvadarav? Gordon said it. So why can't Gordon speak for himself? Why would he pick you to speak for him? Well, he's good.
He's good, but you're better.
What?
That you're asking me that you're good. You took me seriously. Yeah. Rabbi Elephant said in the name of Rabbi Gordon, interesting svara. I said, what happened? You lost your self-confidence and you got married? I don't have to talk about it. What? No, COVID tells us that. Tamidi Rabbi Akiva. Yes? I can't hear you. There was a bialos.
There is still is a bialos. Just call me not the
mother. You say that's the Shiloh. That's the Shiloh, but a map. Okay, it's an interesting Shiloh I'm putting down on the table. The Ran asked his three kashas on Bittel. He didn't ask it on the crumbs. Now we begin the tragedy. Either way, the Ran is caught in a bind. Listen carefully now. We're going to begin now one of five, four or five shotim in the Ran. We start. And I can say all of them today, every resume. Don't get nervous, okay? The Elam is still groggy from Rabbi, what's his name? You heard of Gideon last night? All Yerushalayim did. He went to Korn for the Thief. I went to see that too. He was still going strong. What? What do you say? I don't know when he lit. I couldn't hear the lighting. Yeah. Well, I did not call him. But I saw the mirror boys on the electric bikes on the way there. Yeah. Either way, different topic. The buffer from Kragers came with the hats and the mirrors came with the helmets. Yeah? What?
What did Elephant say?
Bishem Gordon, what Elephant said was that the only reason why Rav Yossi says you can't leave your Roshos is because you can't be mafkia things from your Roshos that are be'etzem have a chashivas by yours. I'm answering that after this question also. It's not which is intrinsic. The chashiva, I don't have a problem getting it out of my Roshos. That's what he said. So a normal, okay. Either way, the Ran is in a bind now. You listening? You listening? The Ran is in a bind. What's the bind? The bind is that on one hand, we have this raya, that Bittel is like crumbs, which is like sifitanim, because of the strange way he read the Gemara in the Fon Beis. The Ran in the Fon Beis explicitly read the Gemara like that. So it's hefker. And the other stand, he doesn't understand. How do you make such a thing hefker? So he's in a bind. How does he resolve it? Ella. Yeah, look inside your price. It's very important. I know timer. Mishum dinahid, the might have you the initial. Loi matimaf galei ki haigavna. Hagam, it's true that something which you own, you can't be mafker in such a weird way of saying afidara. Chavit shani. Kishayin abishus shalal adam elosh al sakaz abishus soyu bishum hachi. Begulay dat v'alma v'lenicha that have you supposed to make a very klal sagi. We'll stop here. We'll begin the journey here for the next few days. So with the Ran, I have a bind. On one hand, I have a raya that it's hefker because it's a strange way rather than more. On the other hand, regular hefker, ki haigavna. Hefker in this oifen doesn't work. What does he say? Says the Ran Azach, which shocked the world. And there's a bunch of Rishayner from this camp who learn like that. We'll begin slowly. Says the Ran, the Gemara of Nafoma Beis, one of the famous Yesedas of Mesechus Pesachim that we haven't talked about, now is the time to talk about. Says the Gemara of Nafoma Beis, that be'etzen, every chometz, you should never be over by a rabbi once. Why? It's also Bana. Something which is also Bana is not yours. It's out of reach. It's not in your jurisdiction. It's not called Shalcha. Says the Gemara on the above of the bays, Amar Reb Elazar. This is one of the most famous, important lines in the Sefer Pesachim. Shnei Dvorim Einar B'Shus HaShav. There are two things that B'etzem are not yours, and you shouldn't be chayef for them. Bor B'Shus HaRav. That's the famous Reb Bor. Why am I chayef for the Bor? It's not my Bor. Tefker, which we're not talking about today. And Chometz, after the Zman. Chometz, after the time. Chometz after 6 hours is also about no. Once it's also about no, it's not yours. So how could a person ever be everybody ever wants it? The chometz is not his. Said Rabbi Elazar, the Torah made it yours. Legabi that day you're everybody ever wants it. You know what I'm saying? Shnei dvarim einam b'shusah shel adam. V'aso hakasuv ki'ilo ein b'shusah. The Torah treated it as if it's yours. Legabi what? Chometz b'shei shayis ulamalo. Says the Ran, that's the terrors to the riddle. You know why Hefker ki haigavna works? Because really, Chometz is what? It's not yours. Anyway, it's not yours. Just the Torah artificially made it yours in order to be over by Yirah, Asa Akasov. Ah, for that, Bittul ki hai gavna, this weird bittul of afra da ara belev works. Atkan divyara. So nobody understood what he meant to say, but he answered the kasha. What did he mean? Is it hefker? Is it not hefker? What did he say? Duran said that the reason why hefker ki hai gavna works is because really, chametz is really not yours. Really, you shouldn't be over me, deraisa. Just the Torah made it yours. No! You hear the nigger now saying it? For that, bittul works. Broke out a huge controversy. What did he mean? The first pshat is the pshat that Rabbi Chanan learned the pshat over here. I brought it down to you in Eis Ches, but more explicitly, the Nesivus in Mekor Chaim. The Siman Tov Lamed Aleph says this pshat explicitly. And this is how the Halig in Nesivus, the Siman Tov Lamed Aleph, Siman Tov Lamed Aleph, said pshat in the Ran. And Rabbi Chanan learned like that. This is pshat number one. There's a million kashas on it. But he was like this, shocking zach. The Gemara says, "Nafom beis that beetsem every chametz you shouldn't be over by your own matzi. It's not yours. Just the Torah made it yours. The game changer in the whole mesechta." Says the Yeshivas in Mekor Chaim that what the Ran meant to say was, this that the Torah made it yours has one condition that you want it, you like it, it's chashuv by you. But if the guy says ichvil dos nisht. The Torah didn't make it yours. It's a t'nai, says the Lashon of the Nesivas. It's a t'nai that really should be yours, b'chlal. Does the Torah put it into your rishos? Really means choshem mishpa wise, momentous wise, this chametz is not yours. Something which is also by anos, mufka from bayil, it's not yours. So what the Torah said it's yours. Torah said no, it's yours. The guy may be over by Rav Matze. So but when the guy says the Torah doesn't forcibly put it in, the guy says I don't want it. So the Tanai in the Asa Kosakila Bashusai now. Slowly. Feed this pshat. I'm not doing an Asiya Bakal. I'm not doing a Khalis. Really, it's not mine. Does the Torah put it into my Rishos when I don't want it? The Torah didn't put it into my Rishos. It's Bechal. So why is it Hefker at the end of the day, Lefizeh? Because it's not mine, because of Yisur Anah. So why is it Hefker at the end of the day? Because it's not mine, because of Yisur Anah. So I'm not doing anything. I'm not doing an Asiya. I'm not being Machkerit. I'm not doing anything at all. What I'm doing is that I'm blocking it from coming back into my Rishos. That means bottom line. So when a guy does bittul, watch what I'm going to say now. So when a guy does bittul, why is he not over by Rav Matzeh? Because that is. Why is it not his? Because that's a bad law. I, the Torah, say it's yours. I don't want it. And when I don't want it, the Torah doesn't force its way back to me. Can you imagine? 1 second. Everything slowly.
Why don't I have stand back?
1 second. 1 second. Azay zokt. The Sivas from Kor Chaim and Rav Chanan shot in what the Ran meant to say. This Kama Bakama Kashas, it can't be this of Pshat. I'm going to start off the Rayas today, continue many, many Rayas against this Pshat tomorrow. The first Raya. That it can't be pshat is, first of all, everything I just said today. I'm going to build a raya. The third raya is my ikar raya. The first raya is, so I don't understand how the Gemara compared bittul to pirurim. Pirurim, why not everybody wrote matzeh? Because lech hashivi. What does lech hashivi mean? It's hefker. Why is it hefker? It's like sefitein. It's lech hashivi. Correct? And why is bittul not everybody will not say, not because you made it hefker, not because it is hefker, because it's also about no, it's not yours. So what's the Gemara saying? That pirurim is like bittul? Pirurim is like hashivi? So it's as if you did bittul. What do you mean? The bittul doesn't make it like hashivi. The bittul is like the gezat. The bittul is a tanai that really it's not yours because it's just about no. So the Torah put it back into your rishos. When the guy doesn't want it, it doesn't go back into your rishos. What in the world does that have to do with seifei teinim? How do you compare that to seifei teinim? If I learn that bittul makes it loy chashivi, so then it's comparable to sefer teinim, it's comparable to birurim. The Gemara says, birurim doesn't need bittul because birurim is gebattled already. But if it's because of, what do you call it? If what bittul does is, bittul just causes that it doesn't come back into my rishus, then has no shaykhs b'chal to loy chashivi, has no shaykhs to hefker, has no shaykhs to sefer teinim. The whole comparison doesn't begin. Pella otzim on how they said such a pshat. Kasha number two is a dirk, but it's very shtark a dirk. in the words in Divya Maskel further, Ella, on the top of the page, he says a Lashon, V'yetzienu b'machshavtoi merushusoi, I take it out of my rishus with my machshava. The fifth line on the left side of the Ran. V'yetzienu b'machshavtoi merushusoi, I take it out of my rishus with my mind. According to the Pshat of the Abachanan and the Nesivis, I'm not taking it out of my rishus. It doesn't come back into my rishus. The Lashon is very shver. By the way, I would also make a diuk in the Ran that I just read. Motzi mafker leki hai gavna. You can make hefker in this way. I'm not making it hefker. It says, I think it's that the Tanai, that the Torah made it mine, even though it's not mine, I don't want it to the Torah. It's not hefker at all. So three kashas. One is the comparison to Sofei Tainu. Does it make sense? Second of all, he says mafker beka hai gavna. Third of all, he says moitzicham. And the ikr kashas are Bochanan's kasha. Fekir Bochanan. If it's true that Bittul is nothing more than a Tanai, that the Torah didn't make it mine, because I don't want it, so why can't I make a Bittul after the Issur? The Gemara says later on the Bava Mevayis that once Yontif comes, or once the sixth hour comes, it's out of your control, you can't make it, you can't do Bittul anymore. Because it's also it's Pakayim, you're not Ba'alzana. I don't understand you. It's effective on a Lomda Shakasha. Bishlam, if Bittul's a Hefker, it's an Asiya. If Bittul is, I'm pooing out something in the object, I'm taking it out of my rituals. An object that's not mine, I can't put a lechales in it. I can't put an asiyah. But if bittul is nothing more than a condition that the Torah didn't make it mine when I don't want it, so why can't I do it after 6 hours? So what do you tell me? What? 1 second. What do you tell me after 6 hours? Because it's not mine? Who cares? It's not mine. I'm not doing an asiyah. You tell me a condition that the Torah didn't make it mine when I don't want it. I don't want it. Says the Bochana, what are you going to tell me? Now once it becomes yours, you can't get rid of it. Once the Torah made it into your rishos, you can't send it back. That's what you're saying? Says a Rechonah, but the Gemara says not like that. The Gemara says that after 6 hours, the reason why you can't make bittul is because it's not in your rishos. You're not a bialim to make the bittul. That's not the reason. I don't need to be a bialim on it. The Gemara says the form of a bay is, why can't I do bittul after 6 hours? Why can't I do bittul on Yantuf? The answer is because you can't do it anymore. It's also, the war game is over. Once it's also behind, no, it's not your chametz. It's only your chametz to be everybody rabbi wants it, but it's not yours to do chalosim. What do you mean? I'm not doing a chalais. All I'm doing is blocking the asal akasov. So what do you tell me? Like Rabbi Brown said, says Rabbi Chanan, once the Torah made it yours at 12 o'clock already, so you can't just get rid of it. So the Gemara should say that. The Gemara says the reason why I can't make bittul after 12 hours is because it's not mine. I can't do a bittul. That's not the reason. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing anything to the object. I'm blocking it. Either I could block it or I can't block it. It has nothing to do with the fact that it's not mine and I can't be mevatel. The Gemara says the form of a base that something which is out of your rishus, you can't do bittul on. That's the Lashon of the Gemara there. Effective Mechana, I don't understand. If the Pshat of the Ran is that it's a Tanai in the din of Kilo Asar Kosev Rishusoi, so do it after this Man Yisrael also. What are you going to tell me? That once the Torah put it into my Rishus already, I can't go get rid of it. But the Gemara doesn't say that's the reason. The Gemara says, the Basar Yisur of Allah Rishusai Kaimah, Volei Motzi Mvato. The Gemara says, it's out of my Rishus after 12 o'clock. That's not the reason. That's not the problem, Mechana. The problem is that once it becomes yours. As I oblige Rav Chana with the Tzorach Yin on this pshat, but I see Rav Chana learned the pshat of tonight, like the Nesivis. So we have four kashas on this pshat. I didn't hear you say. What are you asking? I can say I don't want it to come back into my rishus. That's a tonight. The Torah made it yours. The God be by your own. When the guy wants it, the guy doesn't want it. Now. Why did the Rishonim say? Why did the Achronim? Why did the Hilik and the Nesivah say that's the Pshat? I'm going to tell you tomorrow. Nafkamina is that the Nesivah says late. Shocking, because they didn't understand what the Ran meant. So they went with a very easy route. But the Ran meant to say it's not yours. It's an artificial yours, but you don't want it. The Torah didn't put it into your rishos. But it's a come up before us in the Ran, not like that. Which brings us to the big controversy. What did the Ran mean?